Did you hear them? The Mormon Tabernacle Choir played a key role in today's inauguration ceremony in Washington, D.C. Here's what it sounded like. The choir's participation generated some controversy, but there's no arguing Utahns were granted a front row seat to history. It wasn't choir member Caroline Marriott's first inauguration, though.
I worked for both Clinton and Bush administrations, and this is my fourth inauguration to attend. I am honored to be a part of this organization as a goodwill ambassador.
Not every choir member had that kind of resume. For Richard Bigelow, it was the first chance to witness a peaceful transition of power.
Very excited to find out that we were going to be able to maybe participate in the inauguration this year. So I put my name in right away, and I was hoping that I'd be chosen. It was a great opportunity.
And of course, not all the choir members were able to attend. Choir President Ron Jarrett says they had plenty of interest.
We have with us for this event 215 who volunteered out of the 300 who applied to share this event with the world, singing our songs to America.
A historic moment for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir this morning.